Good morning. Welcome into our program for today. And this is our monthly visit with the Executive Director of the Waynesville St. Robert Area Chamber of Commerce, Cecilia Murray. Good morning, Cecilia.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Fine. Trying to catch up on things with the chamber today.
Yes, we've been busy. You know, this is our busiest time of year is the spring. So it's we go from one event to the next.
Well, you had the big one, of course, was the Taste of Pulaski County and the basket auction.
Yes, we had a record-breaking year, if you have not heard, and we have to thank everybody, people in the community that came out, everyone that donated a basket, all the restaurants, all of our volunteers. It was a wonderful day, and we raised $2,000 more than we did in our largest year, which was 2007. Then we had a record-breaker attendance. We had 100 more adults than we've ever had before. So we had 298 adults come to the Taste of Pulaski County. It was so much fun, great entertainment. Our theme was Western this year. And I think the food, oh my gosh, the food was great. All the samples. We had a lot of new restaurants come and serve their menus. And we just had so much fun.
Well, it's a great opportunity for the restaurants, which are all members of the chamber.
Yes.
It was a good opportunity for them to, you know, let the public know what they serve and what it tastes like and, you know, what is available to the people who come in to dine. And that's always a challenge, I think, for all of us. And that is you have a restaurant in an area, you go in and you'll order something. And maybe there's something else that you like, but then you have to keep going back and keep going back. This way, you'll find something you like, and you're going to hit for that restaurant right away.
Exactly, or you may not know that they had what they were serving. We had one that was there that people didn't know that they served that type of food. So, you know, it's a way to let people know what you do serve. And I just want to say that all of the restaurants there were not all chamber members. This is open to anyone in the county. They do not have to be a chamber member to participate in the taste. So we did have a few that are not chamber members, but we're going to hope they're going to join now after they have participated in this event.
Well, this might be a sign that this is going to really be taking off to a higher level then.
Yes. We were a little taken aback by having so many more people than we've ever had before. We were a little surprised because typically they, you know, people come in and filter and kind of go through and some leave, some stay for the basket auction. But we had about 100 people come in within the first hour. So we were a little presently surprised on it, and we were excited. And, you know, just the energy in the room, people were really genuinely having a good time, getting to know new people, seeing people that they haven't seen in a while, and the baskets were outstanding. We had about 106 baskets, and it was just a great day. It was a really good day.
All right, and that'll be about another year before that happens again.
That's correct. We always do it the last Saturday in March. So go on and mark your calendars now, and we're trying to decide what our theme is going to be next year. So it's always fun to plan that event.
The theme this past year had to do with West.
It was a Western theme, yeah. Yes, cowboys, and we had a Western singer come out, and we passed out free bandanas to the first 50 people that came to the door, and it was just fun.
Actually, it comes at a time of the year when usually you get a final end or at least a big break in the weather,
yes,
and people start getting happy over the arrival of spring.
Yes, but fortunate for us, it was a nice day. It wasn't raining, but it wasn't in the 70s either, so people still wanted to be inside, so that was good for us.
Yeah, that is good.
We don't want it to be too nice, but we don't want it to be bad either.
All right, well, we're going to have another actually special event that it will be coming up in the month of May then.
Yeah, May is a busy month for us. We have several things coming up. Our first one is our trivia night on May the 7th at the St. Robert Community Center from 7 to 10. And as you know, you were at our last event. We had just planned to do this event once a year, and everybody just came to us after the event and said, you need to do more. So we decided to have one in the spring and one in the fall. So we'll be doing this twice a year. And we have a really special MC and our trivia expert, which will be you, Gary.
The dumbest MC in the world.
No,
I don't even have to make up the questions, and I have the answers supplied to me, so that's...
Yes, but you are very smart at trivia. You know a lot of good trivia questions. And Erin is our resident expert on our trivia questions, so she is... the one that puts all that together and really has a great time. But everyone needs to pre-register by May the 4th for this event. It's a team of 10 people, so it's $100 per team, $10 per person. If you can't find 10 people to get together to come that evening, let us know, and we'll try to match teams together. We did that last year as well. The questions range from world, pop culture, history, the arts, science, and the environment, and sports. So you can kind of stack your team based on what everybody is good at and come out and have fun. It's our defending champs are the Headline Salons, Beauty, and the Geeks. So they are putting a challenge out. They're ready for someone to come and try to beat them at this event on May the 7th.
And actually, the winners were determined by a tiebreaker round. Actually, they were actually tied after all of that.
They were. Being our first event, we did prepare for a tie just in case, and we did have a tie. We actually, if you remember right, we had to ask two tie-breaking questions because they tied on the tiebreaker. So it came down to the wire on one question.
Well, it was a lot of fun. Be nice to have even more people show up.
Yes.
Be nice to have, you know, from Fort Wood, a big team that comes in and might be an Army team and a
The Marine
team. And you just name it right there.
Yeah,
or
Navy,
whatever.
Air Force. They can all challenge each other and see who's smarter than the other. You never know. But it's a lot of fun. It's a good evening.
Well, it is a lot of fun. And the other thing is that the questions are not extremely, extremely, extremely hard, but they're not all of them are real easy. Yeah. And I think that's what makes it a lot better, too, in that, you know, everyone doesn't get all the questions right.
Right.
So you can miss some, you know.
Yes.
But there are some people who know a certain area, whether it be sports. So if you got a member like that on the team, that can be helpful.
It is very helpful to kind of look at that. And we had some people that studied and prepared. They brought they had books that they showed us that they were studying prior to coming.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Like one of the teams had an encyclopedia that was about trivia questions. It was really interesting. So, we had several people that were prepared and ready to take on that challenge.
Now, it'd be fun to have a team of teachers.
Yes, that would be fun.
Yeah.
We can put that challenge out, get Waynesville High School teachers involved. That would be fun.
That would be fun.
So it's open to anybody. It's just a great evening. We found that everybody enjoyed socializing and just having a fun game night.
The teachers against their students.
Oh, there you go.
Which could be pretty interesting in the fact that, you know, some of it is pop culture information and some of the trivia questions revolve about sports. So you would think maybe students might know as much as, if not more, in those areas.
That's true. They could.
But those are just some ideas then.
Yes.
Now, when is the, registration for the teams?
Registration is at the chamber office by May the 4th. It's $100 for 10 people.
Okay.
And so it's coming up really quick. So everybody needs to get in and register. They can find the information on our website. We have the registration form and the rules, and that's www.wsrchamber.com.
Now, food is not going to be served this time around. Is that correct?
That's
correct. There were snacks that were provided before.
Yes. We found that concession stand was a lot of work. And this way, the teams can bring their own food, what they like. And it's kind of hard to know what people are going to want. So they're going to bring their own concessions, drinks, no alcoholic beverages allowed.
Now, one team actually had their own shirt.
They did.
Or shirts and blouses that were made up that had a logo of some kind on it.
Yes, they had. They were a very serious team, and they were ready to take on everybody. So everybody, they had bright orange shirts, so everybody knew who they were, what team they belonged to.
Okay. And their names are not on the register at the county jail either.
No. Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, very good. The frog race also is coming up.
Right, right after the trivia night, we go right into our frog race on May the 15th. And we do that in conjunction with the annual Frog Fest down at the Waynesville City Park. And I can't tell you how many people come to me and say, but I don't want to have to go and get a real frog and bring it down to you. This is not real frogs. I want to make sure everybody understands that these are like the little rubber ducks, but they're frogs, and that's what we race down the Ruby Doo. So people can adopt a frog, $5 for one frog, or a team of frogs for $10. They can do that at the chamber office, or we'll have them at the day of the event. The race actually is at 1 p.m., so you want to make sure you come down and adopt your frog before 1, because they'll all be down at the Ruby Doo, and we'll race them in heats depending on how many we have register. And they have a chance to win 3 savings bonds. First place is $100, second place is $75, and third prize is $50 savings bonds from First State Bank. And we want to thank Aaron Sales and Leasing. They are our sponsor for this event, so they're going to be down there joining us as well.
What happens, and I think this did happen 1 year, maybe the first year, what happens if the Ruby Doo is roaring?
Yeah, our first year, they actually canceled Frog Fest because of the flood down in the park. And so we ended up having to have the race in a frog pool. And we actually had the garrison commander at Fort Leonard Wood at the time, Colonel Magnia, he drew out the winning frog. So it wasn't quite what we had in mind, but it worked. Everybody still had a good time. But last year, we were able to race down the Ruby Doo, and it was much more exciting. People could come down and watch it, and it was fun.
Thank goodness there weren't actually real frogs to pull the winning frog out of it.
No, not real frogs. I want to make sure everybody knows that we do not race real frogs down the Ruby Doo. I'm not sure how we could control that.
Yes,
that would make for an interesting interesting time. So
be like herding cats, pretty much, I think. So the frog race is going to be on the 15th
of May at 1 o'clock at the Waynesville City Park down at Frog Fest. And there's so many fun activities down at Frog Fest. We encourage families to go down and have a good time that day.
We have any new members this month?
We do have new members. We want to welcome Liberty Land Title, Fabrics and More, Chafin Real Estate, and Community House of Prayer. They're all our brand new members since I was in last, and we welcome them to the chamber. And anybody that's interested in joining, as of April the 1st, we have prorated our membership dues. For a small business that's 1 to 9 employees is $50, and for a nonprofit it's $14. So, and that's also for an individual as well. So now's the time to join if you've been thinking about it. Get your application in and take advantage of all of the benefits that the chamber offers. And that membership is good until August the 1st.
Chamber membership is in the vicinity of what right
it's
now?
It's our number. It's, yes. We're about 425.
I was going to say, yeah. When you said 100, I thought.
I was getting ready to tell you how much it cost.
Oh, okay.
It's 150 normally for a membership, but our membership is 50 right now for a small business, and we're about 425 members strong. So we have a great community.
Big chamber membership, yes. Right there.
Yes.
All right, and then the next time you're here, we'll talk about the May luncheon.
Yes.
And probably also talk about the latest on the Frog Fest and Trivia Night, and maybe some other things, too.
We'll give an update the next time we're here. Thank you, Gary.
All right, thank you. We've been talking to Cecilia Murray, who is the Executive Director of the Waynesville-St. Robert Area Chamber of Commerce.